But now, if you buy, sell, or use information technology in the federal government, wake up. There's a new sheriff in town and a new law of the land. The Office of Management and Budget has released the final guidance for agencies to get with the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, or FITARA. On the same day, lawmakers issue stern warnings against repeating mistakes implementing earlier IT laws. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on the new OMB policy and the implementation success factors. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So we had the initial, I guess about a month ago, the initial guidance came out from OMB. I guess they got comments. Now is the final. What is different from the draft that we saw about a month ago? And what can agencies expect?
You're absolutely right. You know, April 30th, OMB released the draft. It got public comments for about a month, and there was very limited public comments. I don't know what the exact number is at the end, but at one point I checked sometime about 2 weeks into it, and they'd only gotten about six comments, and two of them were just basic, you know, technical corrections. You're missing a period here, or you know, spelled this word wrong, something like that. So it was very interesting that there was such limited comments. Now, I do know that over the last 2 weeks, more comments came in, but still, you know, basically the final policy memo released yesterday isn't that much different from the draft memo. So in all, Tom, it's 16 pages long and includes the same matrix outlining the section of the law and then gives the CIO and other CXO, for instance, the CFO, the Chief Acquisition Officer, the Chief Human Capital Officer, each of their responsibilities are laid out. Now, Tony Scott is the federal CIO. He says OMB reached out to a diverse set of stakeholders in and out of government to craft this final policy.
Our guidance takes major steps in ensuring CIOs have a seat at the table for technology-related budget, procurement, and workforce matters. And the backbone of our guidance is the Common Baseline, which outlines roles and responsibilities for CIOs and other senior agency officials. More importantly, it establishes a groundwork for productive partnerships among these leaders to make IT decisions that best support missions. And finally, it positions CIOs so they can be held accountable for how effectively they manage the full life cycle of IT-related products, services, and customer and citizens' outcomes, and achieve efficient, effective, and secure programs and operations.
Now, Scott and others testified Wednesday before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Scott says the Common Baseline is flexible enough for federal agencies, so a CIO could actually designate, let's say, a bureau-level CIO to be part of that collaboration decision-making process at a certain level. So not everything. You get a big agency like the IRS, Tom, for instance, within Treasury. Maybe that CIO, the IRS, could have a little more flexibilities because they are such a large agency. But at the same time, this policy is critical because it gives the CIO the final authority of the agency. Now, it also details a couple critical dates that agencies really need to be aware of around this common baseline. The first one is August 15th, when agencies must complete a self-assessment against the FITARA memo requirements. Then, by December 31st, agencies must submit a plan to OMB to fill the gaps between that self-assessment and the FITARA baseline. All of that, of course, will have to be approved by OMB, and OMB wants the common baseline and the plan put online to improve accountability and transparency.
And I just want to say, Jason, that means that both summer vacation and the holiday season are loused up for agencies thanks to these deadlines.
Well, we'll see. You know, they've been working on it. They know it's coming. So this is not, you know, brand new off. You know, no one knew about it was coming. So a couple agencies, like I heard from DHS, for instance, Tom, said they feel like they're about 80% there. So maybe they already know what the gaps are. So maybe this will be easier than thought.
All right.
Now, the second piece of FITARA that we want to talk about is the acquisition side, and Ann Rung is the administrator in the Office of Federal Procurement Policy.
First, FITARA calls for GSA to establish an enterprise-wide software program on behalf of civilian agencies to reduce lifecycle cost and improve asset management practices. To implement this section, Tony Scott and I chartered the enterprise-wide software category team to serve as lead for IT software. The team includes representatives from the Office of Management and Budget, GSA, and the Department of Defense. The team is tasked with developing and implementing a strategic plan to increase the number of enterprise license agreements, recommend policy changes to OMB to improve the acquisition and management of software, and monitor agency progress. We will then use the existing portfolio stat process to hold agencies accountable for moving to these shared solutions as appropriate. Also, a FITARA provision directs the Federal Acquisition Regulatory Council to implement a preference in the Federal Acquisition Regulation for strategically sourced vehicles. The FAR Council has opened this case and will issue a rule for public comment later this summer.
Now, Rung says this new rule will help with the category management initiative as well to help better manage agency spending. A couple other quick highlights about the policy, which people can find right there on federalnewsradio.com, and they can read it for all themselves. But the bill also the policy also requires agencies to conduct a TechSAT session on major IT programs or if any program receives a rating of red by its CIO for 3 months in a row. Then the agency must hold a TechSAT session and give OMB 30 days notice so obviously they can participate as well. Finally, OMB says in the guidance that it plans to update the Federal Data Center Consolidation Initiative guidance by the end of 2015. The new guidance will, according to OMB, describe the second phase of the initiative and will refresh and refocus the data center optimization strategy on the efficient and effective use of resources and implementation of the statutory requirement of FITARA. Now, again, there's a lot more in this guidance, Tom. We could talk the whole show about it probably, but we'll leave people to read it on their own right there on federalnewsradio.com.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And during this hearing, how did the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee members, what did they feel about this whole thing? What are they expecting out of FITARA and from the White House?
Well, I got to step back from that question for a second, Tom, because what's really interesting about this is OMB was smart. I have to give them a lot of credit. They detailed their implementation oversight process right there in the policy. And then they obviously talked about it at the hearing. So they were trying, I think they're smart enough to get ahead of those members of Congress. Now, Tony Scott says OMB will use the portfolio stats session to hold agencies accountable to meeting the requirements under FITARA. And at the same time, OMB will also work through the President's Management Council, the CIO Council, and something called the FITARA Executive Working Group to further push implementation through the government. One example of how they're going to use the President's Management Council, which is made up of deputy secretaries, is each quarter, three agencies will be chosen to present before the PMC, the entire council, how their individual agency and implementation of FITARA is going. So they're basically putting people on notice saying, we're going to be asking about your process. Now, at the same time, lawmakers also made it very clear that they will be paying close attention. Congressman Jerry Connolly is the co-author of FITARA and the ranking member of the Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Government Operations. He says FITARA being the first major IT reform law since the 1996 Clinger-Cohen Act, Congress must not repeat its shortcomings of the past.
It is clear that the Clinger-Cohen Act, while establishing a solid statutory framework, unfortunately fell short of achieving its full potential. There's also consensus that the primary weakness of that act was not the bill itself, but actually its inadequate implementation, which was exacerbated by the absence of congressional oversight at that time, the latter being an unfortunate result in part of both offers departing Congress shortly after the law's enactment. That's why today's oversight hearing, Mr. Chairman, is so important to change that pattern of history. We have to make sure that the FITARA implementation is not Clinger-Cohen 2.0. Congress must and will diligently monitor its implementation and won't accept unnecessary delays and proper half measures and the stubborn preservation of the status quo.
Now, what's interesting, Tom, even before the hearing was on the books, Congress is already getting pushback from agencies around FITARA. The Project on Government Oversight first reported back in May that there's a move to exclude the Department of Energy and its labs from following FITARA. And in fact, Connolly brought up this issue at the hearing. Listen to this exchange between Connolly, OFPP's Rung, and of course, David Powner, the Government Accountability Office.
You know, we are certainly anxious to talk to the agencies if they have concerns and work with them to address their concerns. OMB has formally stated that they find the proposal to carve out the Department of Energy labs highly problematic. And it's our viewpoint that FITARA is a tremendous management tool for the agencies, and we are not keen on carving out the Department of Energy labs.
Mr. Powner, any view from GAO?
Yeah, this is not the time to carve out. If you look at OMB's guidance, I think there's some flexibility in how you set this up when you have federated organizations, and the labs are quite federated. But when you look at, you know, what they're intending to do with that, that the CIO at DOE doesn't have the expertise, or FFRDC shouldn't be included, or R&D should not be included. If you step back and look at that, it probably should be included. R&D tied to IT should be under the CIO's authority. And when you really look at, we got to let this bake a while and not immediately start carving out.
Now, Connolly says agencies are seeking legislative redress of a bill that isn't even implemented yet. And he says lawmakers must resist the temptation to give in and instead let the law have some time to marinate. Now, OMB, obviously, you heard them weigh in from Ann Rung. Director Sean Donovan also wrote a letter to the Senate Appropriations Committee on Energy and Water calling the provision highly problematic. And he says the provisions would eliminate the administration's ability to ensure IT resources were effectively managed and supported energy's mission needs. So far, Tom, this is the only bill with that provision, but Connolly wants to ensure other appropriations subcommittees don't follow suit. Now, the second thing the lawmakers did was they pressed OMB on how they plan to measure the success of FITARA implementation. And here's what Tony Scott and Ann Rung offered when looking from agencies.
To me, it's faster delivery. It's really speed. It's efficiency of our spend. It's projects that are on time and on budget and meeting the mission that they were designed for. They're secure, and that we have a modern infrastructure that those things run on. And if we did those things, I think we would declare this a success.
I know that the hard work begins today. And in addition to everything that Tony just articulated, for me, success is IT acquisitions comes off the high-risk list.
So as you heard Rung say, the hard work begins now. It's going to be interesting to see how this all progresses over the next year. And you know, Tom, we will be following it.
I'm sure we will. This is Jason Miller, Federal News Radio's executive editor. Jason, thanks so much for that update.
Thank you, Tom.